Tape script 39. 1.
We're supposed to start work at 9, but I often come in later because I have to take my children to school first. But then I stay a bit later. Of course, if I've got an early meeting, or if I've got to be in court first thing in the morning, my wife has to take the kids to school. We're supposed to work a 40-hour week, but I think most people actually work more than that. We're supposed to dress smartly, particularly if we have contact with clients, so I always wear a suit and tie to work. Female lawyers aren't allowed to wear trousers or even dark tights. They have to wear knee-length skirts, no minis. The secretaries can wear tailored trousers, but no jeans. A weekly dress-down day has been introduced recently. It's an idea from America, where everybody comes into work in casual dress on a Friday. Personally, I have no desire to come into work wearing jeans and a t-shirt. I like to make a difference between work and home, and I can wear casual clothes at home. I think people should dress smartly for work. It gives a good impression. Smoking, eating and drinking are strictly forbidden in the office. There's a non-smoking cafeteria downstairs, and smokers have to go outside. Personally, I think smoking ought to be banned in all public places.
Tape script 39. 2.
As you can see, it's a really busy office and we have to work long hours. Everybody works different hours because people are coming in and out all the time. We can have a drink at our desks, but we're not allowed to bring food into the offices. There's a canteen downstairs. We're supposed to have a break every 2 hours, but when you're working to a deadline, you can't afford to take time for a break. Sometimes I work right through my lunch hour. It's mad, really. In fact, you have to be mad to work here. We're not supposed to smoke in the office, but some of the reporters and journalists do when they're working late. You know they've been smoking because the place smells horrible in the morning. As far as dress is concerned, it depends. The editors and senior staff dress smartly. I think our senior editor has 2 suits and about 20 identical striped shirts because I've never seen him wearing anything else. The younger men are a bit more fashion conscious and they don't have to wear suits. The women can wear trousers or skirts, but we can't wear jeans. Smart casual clothes are okay.
Tape script 39. 3.
As you can imagine, people who work here are pretty fashion conscious. They can wear whatever they like, but people usually choose to dress smartly for work. They're the sort of people who enjoy dressing up, and they're quite competitive. Most people wear black. It's a bit like wearing a uniform, really. Black polo neck pullovers, black bootleg trousers, black leather jackets and boots, and that's just the girls. The men tend to be more imaginative with their colors. They wear nice, brightly colored shirts and then color their hair to match. Personally, I go for a more elegant look, suits and high heels. Unfortunately, most of the young models who come to the agency are smokers, but they're not allowed to smoke in the building. In fact, they can't smoke anywhere near the building. It gives such a bad impression when you see people smoking in the entrance. The agency is open from 10 o'clock in the morning, but the staff arrive any time after 8. They have to work a 9-hour day, but the starting and finishing times are flexible. Coffee is available whenever you want it, but food isn't allowed in the office. Nobody here eats anyway.